Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. 800-531-3815. Thank you very much for hanging around with me this morning. My website is www.jbsba.com. As you know, the president has been, President Bush has been working pretty hard to lower Americans' taxes, much to the chagrin of those who want to have more money to spend in Washington. The president's idea is one that I agree with, and that is that smaller government is better government. And I think Henry David Thoreau said the best government is the one that governs least. And a government that has less money governs less because they don't have as much money to do things. And that's, I like that just fine. I think that small business owners and individual citizens, all of us, should have more self-determination. We should be less dependent upon the government. And the beautiful part of this is that we live in a country where that can actually happen. We live in a country where we have a marketplace that will allow us to do that. There's an economy here that's unrivaled anywhere else in the world, and we have that ability to earn our own fortunes, to earn our own future, to follow our own dreams. The only thing in the way of that, folks, is government, is the impediments that government puts in front of us. Yeah, there are market forces out there that put up some roadblocks in front of us, but you know what? That's life. That's the way it is. That's the law of the jungle, so to speak. It's been like that forever, and it always will be. The government's not going to be able to successfully make everything fair for everybody. So it's okay with me if the government has less money, but I do know that the government has to have enough money to operate, and we do like our services, don't we? We like the fact that we have a military that will protect us, and that will protect others. There are a lot of things that we want out of our government, and we want the government to have enough money for those things. Well, there are two ways to do that. Number one is to tax people higher, especially when revenue is off, when the economy is off, to tax people at a higher rate to get the money in. Or, and this is the beautiful part about where we live, give the money back to the people, back to businesses, and let them reinvest it in this incredible economic engine that we have, which is what the president likes. That's what he's trying to do. And that's what I like, and I'm glad he's having some success with this, because I believe that the more money my small business has in the form of working capital, then and the less I am taxed, the more I will actually produce with that working capital, the more jobs I will create, and you will create, the more capital items you and I will purchase, and all of that just puts people to work. And when people go to work, guess what they do? They pay taxes. And those tax dollars legitimately and appropriately go right into the government's coffers, and it gives politicians all the money they need. We don't, right now, the problem we have two problems right now. Number one, the economy is off, people are out of work, and so we're not collecting as much money. The other problem we have is we have a spending problem. We have politicians who are spending too much money. They're spending money they don't have. They're blaming it on the fact that we have a tax cut. But that's not what the problem is. The problem is that they didn't, after 9/11, they decided that deficit spending, since deficit spending wasn't their fault, they might as well go ahead and get all they wanted. Now, nobody's refuted this. This is just a fact that everybody understands and accepts. They may not talk about it. A lot of the politicians won't talk about it, and they may even deny it to some degree, but it's the truth. So what's the solution to where we are right now with regard to our economy? What's the best thing that could happen to our economy right now? Well, to me, one of the best things that could happen is what I think is about to happen, and that is small business owners get to keep more of their money with this new tax bill. And you and I both know that small business owners are responsible for half, over half actually, a little over half, of the $10 trillion gross domestic product in the United States. This country creates every year over $10 trillion, something like $10.3 trillion in product, goods, and services production. Small business aggregated produces over half of that. So if you're trying to get the economy going again, if you're trying to get the capital spending increased to back to some kind of a reasonable level, what's the best way to do that? Get small business owners buying capital items. You know, 98% of all businesses in America are small businesses. We create over half the product and services, and we employ over half of employees. We create most of the net new jobs. So what's the best thing? If you're trying to get the economy going again, what's the best thing to do? Help those guys out. And that's what's happening. And small business owners have very limited resources when it comes to capital, to access to capital. We can put our own money in. We typically don't have that much of our own money because we've got it invested in our business. And at least not in terms of several hundred thousand dollars at any given time to grow our businesses. We can grow our working capital through profits that we retain, but as we all know, profits are kind of slim right now for a lot of different reasons. And they're going to be, it's going to be harder and harder to make a profit in the future because of a pricing power. That's going to be that way. It's going to be this way for a little while longer, at least. And the other way is to borrow money from a bank. But when we borrow money from a bank, we have to pay interest and we have to pay that money back, debt service, which hurts our cash flow. So another way to get the economy going again, to get this incredible force in the marketplace, which is small business, going again, is to let them keep some of the working capital that they formerly would have paid out in taxes. Create some jobs, buy some capital, some capital items which will create jobs, and that creates tax income, tax revenue for the government. Yes, you're right. It's called supply side, and I believe in that. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm just back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. I'm talking about the president's tax bill that Congress passed, significantly reduced from what he originally wanted, but approximately half of what he wanted in some ways, congratulations, small business owners, more than what he asked for. For example, and this is a biggie, currently, as you know, you can write off, you can directly expense up to $25,000 in capital items, and that's been something that's been accumulating. That's a provision that's been accumulating and increasing, I should say, over the last few years. 5-6 years ago, you couldn't expense anything other than the things that were consumables. You couldn't expense any kind of a capital item, but now you can expense $25,000 as of today, thanks to the president and the tax bill. That's $100,000 now small business owners can expense. Now, okay, many of you are saying, I don't need to buy that much in capital goods. And I understand that. I won't buy that much either this year. In fact, the $25,000 that was already on the books was probably enough, was certainly enough, to take care of all the capital purchases that most of small business owners will make in a year. But still, when we get to expense a capital item like a computer that's going to be obsolete in 18 months, why do we have to depreciate it for 5 years? was the old provision. But with direct expensing, we can write it off in a year, and that way, a year and a half later, we can upgrade that computer and give it to a school, give the old one to a school or something. So the thing is, with $100,000 now being the limit, most small business owners don't need that. But a lot of you do. And a lot of the businesses that are emerging, they're growing. They were 25 employees a year or two ago. Now they're at 50, and they're trying to grow to 100. They're making acquisitions, and they're emerging. They're still small businesses, but they're what's called emerging businesses. Some people call them middle market companies, mid-market companies, mid-sized companies. And they're in the 10 to $50 million a year in sales range. Still small businesses, still owned and operated and managed by the founders. Those companies can really use this, and when they get these deductions, when they're able to do this direct expensing, what that does is it allows them to keep their precious working capital in the business, which allows them to hire more people. It allows them to grow the business. That's the kind of thing that gets the economy going again, folks. Not paying more unemployment, not extending the unemployment period. I mean, I know that's good for some people, but that's not helping people. That's not growing jobs when the government does that. So what we want to do is get the money out of the government back into the hands of the people who will create jobs, who will actually make purchases, capital item purchases, like furniture and computer and equipment and rolling stock and real estate. Now, by the way, real estate's not part of this direct expensing. You can't do that. But still, those are capital purchases, because when you buy real estate, you furnish real estate, don't you? You put desks in there, and you put computers in there, and you put people to sit at those desks and to work at those computers. That's how this economy works, folks, very simply. And there's nothing else like it in the world. And if we're going to turn things around in this country, this is, in my opinion, this is the way to do it. We've got to free up the risk takers in America. We've got to get them unencumbered we've got to prevent them, their risk taking, from being taxed. One of the things that was in the Wall Street Journal this week was the fact that this tax bill is moving us slowly but surely toward a consumption-based tax, completely revamping our tax system away from a tax on investment and risk taking, and the yield on those areas, and toward consumption tax. Well, you know what? I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a good thing. Because one of the things we know about this economy, the American economy, is it's built on consumers. We are a consumer economy, aren't we? Well, if you've got a job, consumption is just fine, isn't it? And so I don't have a problem with consumption tax. I know, and I'll tell you something else. We sorely need to revamp and redesign our tax system, because it's out of hand. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. I think we all agree with that. We need to simplify the tax code. And I don't know for sure, but I'd like to think that what's happening right now is heading us in that direction, slowly but surely, at a snail's pace, but slowly but surely moving us toward ultimately simplifying our tax system and creating a system that's based on the 21st century economy, not the 20th century economy. Right now, a lot of the tax code right now is based on the way people used to work, not the way they work today. And we'll have more to talk about along those lines a little bit more today with Ray Keating in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about the macroeconomic impact of this tax bill with Ray Keating in just a few minutes. And we'll talk a little bit more later in the week about the bill, because I think this is an important thing for us all to understand more about. 29 after, stay with me. I'll be right back. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.